seeking the right transformational path to your destiny? Welcome to Dream the Life, Live the Dream with your host, Dr. Yomi Garnett. You can find growth, personal strength, and discovery no matter where you are in life right now. Truly enlightened people follow a regimented course, and you can too. Starting now, here is Dr. Yomi Garnett.
Welcome to today's episode of Dream the Life, Live the Dream. This is your host, Dr. Yomi Garnett. I've had a pleasant week, and I'm sure you've had a pleasant one. Oh, no, I mean magnificent. Today is going to be a rather special day because we have a rather distinguished personality with us. He's my distinguished special guest for us today. He is a man who is recognized as a multi-talented player in the entertainment industry. And his name is Stephen Sticks Josie. Steve, welcome to today's episode of Dream the Life, Live the Dream.
Thank you so much for having me on today, Dr. Yomi. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you very much. Now, today's episode is titled From One Success to Another. And today's title is apt because we have with us a man who has traversed one field of human endeavor to the other in the entertainment industry, which equates to one success to the other. Now, you are more likely to enjoy your success if you also enjoy seeking it passionately. Success should beget even more success, is what I always say. And that is why success cannot be accurately seen as a destination. Rather, it ought to be seen as a never-ending journey. There be no limit to what we can achieve in this lifetime. You must consistently commit to the most excellent and the highest possible standards in all you do. In giving service through your vocation, you must cultivate a passionate commitment to the perfect finish. Because your contract with your employer, be it you or someone else, demands that you offer your best at all times and not your second best. Since your reputation is your capital, there can be no excuse for being second class in an age where first class is in fervent demand. Today's show is all about a man who set out to conquer all possible frontiers in America's entertainment industry and is achieving victory on all fronts. Now, Stephen Sticks Josie, let me introduce him to you. Half Italian, half African-American, because he has a half Italian mother, is a multi-talented entertainment industry player. He is a musician, actor, film producer, music producer, movie director, and writer all rolled into one. He has produced, recorded, and engineered over 50 albums after getting signed on at Sony Records as an in-house music producer. As a producer, Stephen Sticks has demonstrated incredible staying power and resilience in an industry that has such a huge turnover of professionals. In the process, over the years, he has worked with numerous movie and television executives, business executives, and record labels all over the world. Now, although Stephen started out in music these days, he is very solidly grounded in the film industry, and he looks forward to distributing feature films, music, and television shows that the world will adore for many years to come. Steve, once again, welcome to Dream the Life, Live the Dream.
Thank you.
Splendid, thank you so much. Now, Steve, can you tell us a bit about yourself and your background?
I think you kind of summed it up, but anyways, though, I came from a single parent mom. She passed away a couple of years ago. My father passed away in 2002, but as a result of that, I've always, since a little kid, you know, being half Italian and half African American, when I was born, they shunned on that. They wasn't into the biracial situation, so my mom gave me to my grandmother. So my grandmother raised me till I was 6 years old. And at that time is when I discovered my talents. I started dancing in the neighborhood at 4 years old for money every week. You know, I'd get 75 cents, and that's a lot of money back in the day. And then I started doing drums. My mom finally came and got me at 6. From there, I started playing drums. And the rest was history. Went on to start playing music in the schools and the churches. I was on my first album, my first gospel album as a drummer at 14. Went into the service. Knew that I wanted to be a music producer and a filmmaker one day. And that's where I'm at right now.
Thank you so much. That's a really fascinating background. Steve?
Mm-hmm.
How easy has it been, the transition from musician to actor and movie maker?
I mean, it's that, like you said it earlier. You said about being professional and being first class and being number one in everything you do. As a producer, you are number one, whether it's music, whether it's film or television. You are the beginning and the end, you know, as God is the beginning and the end. And you know, and he gives you that responsibility to do the same thing as a producer. So the transition was really smooth. It's really the same because I came in the music industry as a producer. So I had to be the one to set the tone, have the vision, and see it through. The same thing I've done in television, the same thing I'm doing in movies.
Mm. So overall then, Steve, what is your true mission, and when did you first identify this mission, and what has it cost you to remain true to this mission?
My true mission, you know, when my mom got me, you know, I lived back with my mom when I was six, she took me to see a movie back in the day, a movie called Superfly. Never forget this. And I had a chance to see Mr. Ryan O'Neill, who was an actor. I thought he was amazing, you know, to see somebody, you know, I can identify with. But then the music, Curtis Mayfield, and I said, one day, Lord, I'm going to do that same thing. But I'm going to be that one person. I'm going to be Mr. Ryan O'Neill and Curtis Mayfield all wrapped up in one. And I've been on that journey ever since. And the mission is to just stay true to it, you know, develop content that other people want to hear, other people want to see, not just what you want and what you want it to be, you know, and tap into real life issues.
Oh, well, in that case, since you've been so fortunate as to discover your true and authentic mission and you are living true to it, would it be accurate to say that you probably look forward to going to work every day? Now, Steve, I say this and I say it in all seriousness because I know a lot of people who don't particularly look forward to going to work every day, especially Monday mornings. What's your experience here? Do you find yourself so excited that you want to get to work every day?
I not only, Dr. Yami, look forward to going to work every day. I look forward to going to work every night. Like the great Michael Jackson says, got me working day and night. I work around the clock. I mean, my mind is constantly racing. When I lay down to go to sleep, I'm constantly racing. My mind never stops. And I think a lot of the passionate, successful people in the world, their minds never stop. And the ones, the great, great ones, their minds have never stopped because you always have to think about what can you do that people are going to want to see, want to be a part of, and want to emulate. And that's the best success right there, is when people want to emulate or be like you, or you inspire them to do something because you know what? If I can do it, they can do it better.
Mm, brilliant. You put it brilliantly. I agree with you implicitly. Now, let's be a bit specific here and go into your career with a little bit more explicit detail. Can you tell us about the various roles you play in the entertainment industry these days?
What? Say that one more time. What role do I play?
Yeah, tell us about the various roles you play in the entertainment industry now.
The various roles?
Yeah, the different things you do. The different things you do.
Oh, different roles that I have. Okay, I'm sorry about that. Right. All right, so the different roles that I have. I'm a writer. I write movies. I write books. I'm a producer. I produce movies. I produce music. I produce television shows, videos. I'm an actor. You know, I act in not only my movies, but I'll act in other people. I'm a lead actor. I got a movie, you know, that's coming out that we'll talk about later. I can edit. I can do music. I mean, I play a lot of roles because I do the soundtracks. I score because the soundtrack and scoring is two different things. Scoring is just putting the mood to the you know, different scenes, and then the soundtrack is different, you know, records, you know, different songs that will go, that will fit into the movie.
Well,
I do everything.
Yes, given what you've described, Steve, you must be an incredibly busy personality. Now, how do you actually sequester yourself into these roles? How do you manage 24 hours in a day? Because you are probably the kind of person who is asking God that, look, God, can you increase the number of hours in a day for me?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
so
how
do you squeeze so much into a working day and a working week and a working month?
What I do is my first thing is I start my night off with God before I go to bed, and I start my day off with God before I go to bed, and I just ask Him to just guide me and give me the strength and everything that he has for me to do within that day. And within that day, it all comes down to organization, you know, managing your time. Time management is a key to any and everything you do in life. You have to squeeze time. You got to squeeze time in to rest. You got to squeeze time in to eat. You got to squeeze time in to take care of yourself. You have to, you know, have your mind ready as well as your body ready, because you're going to endure a lot when you're out here and you're in this industry or any industry.
Well, Steve, I was actually hoping I could share notes with you here, because like you, I mean, I'm an incredibly busy person. And over the past couple of years, I have slipped into the habit of always asking myself one question, and that is, what is the most important use of my time right now? And I do this, Steve, because I have so many things on my plate, and yet I've got to have time for myself to eat, for recreation, for my family, which is very important, and time for God. So I've rather slipped into the habit of asking myself one question every day, and that is, what is the most important use of my time right now? And that is to say, and I'm being specific about this because you mentioned the phrase time management. Even if I am with my wife watching a movie, I tend to consciously tell myself, I am watching this movie with my spouse and I'm spending quality time with her. We are enjoying this movie and we are laughing together. Therefore, I am spending my time equitably, decently, and profitably. Do you find yourself having to do this?
Always. It's so funny you say that, because with my wife, it's the same thing. With my wife, the problem is sometimes I could be watching a movie and I could say, I'm going to put my phone down, and then I'm not going to touch the computer. Then probably midway through the movie, my phone is ringing. And it's a call that I have to take. So, you know, so sometimes she kind of understands that. But I do try to set that time. And what I do is I try to set a date night. You know, on this particular day, we're going to go out to eat. On this particular day, we're going to do this. I try to organize my entire life. That's how I live, you know, my entire life, you know, because we both work really hard at what we're trying to do in life.
Steve, I think that's very admirable of you, because over the years, I've come to the conclusion that there really can be no serious panacea for success if you don't do a careful balancing of everything and try to maintain a decent equilibrium for everything. Because quite frankly, for any very busy professional, busy entrepreneur, the most unfortunate situation that will arise is for you to devote so much time to your work, to your profession, and then completely leave in the background people who matter to you most, who love you, your loved ones, who you come home to every day. And I know that this is a dilemma for a lot of busy people all over the world, until they are fortunate enough to come across what I'd call education on this particular subject. What do you think?
I agree with you on that 100%. And what I've found that has helped me too is to something I call inclusion. And what I mean by that is I try to include my wife in certain things I'm doing, even though her whole career is totally different than mine. She's a buyer. She buys, you know, she works for corporate America. She's a buyer. And I'm in the entertainment business, you know, and at the end of the day, she'll still try to find time to help me in you know, being a part of our, you know, my company, Styx Productions, in terms of, you know, what can I do to help, anything I can do to aid. And I try to, you know, include her in that, because that gives us both an opportunity to spend a little bit of time on that, you know. But it's different when we're on the set, because when we're on the set, it's our business. When we're on the set, you know, she respects that.
I agree with you here completely, and I know that I try as much as possible to do exactly what you are doing, although there are certain technical aspects of what I do that my wife cannot exactly join me to do, but what I try to do as much as possible is to seek her counsel and quite a number of things that I do, and to have that, what I call that feminine instinct to be an input into my work, and I've found it extremely beneficial over the years. Now, how do you propose to leave a legacy to future generations of entertainers, Steve?
Say that one more time, I'm sorry.
How do you propose to leave a legacy, a lasting legacy, to future generations coming after you in the entertainment industry?
my goal in trying to leave a legacy is that the legacy has to start from infancy, so from infant stages. So the legacy is born when the idea is born, and when the idea is born, that's when the legacy begins. So how much time goes into that legacy? And I'll use this as an example. There was a gentleman by the name of, he was a rapper named Biggie Smalls. He wasn't here long, but the time that he was here was important to our younger generation. So he left a legacy. There's a gentleman named, you know, Mr., you know, like our gentleman, Mr. Barry Gordy, who's been doing it for a long time. And he started a legacy years ago, but he's still doing it. So for me, leaving a legacy is just, I want people to just see that no matter what the obstacles are, you can overcome them. No matter what's going on, if you put faith first, because everybody has different forms of faith, but whatever your faith is, you put that first, oh, the sky is the limit, and you're going to leave a legacy because you're going to touch a life or two.
Brilliantly put. I agree with you. Now, is it necessary, in your opinion, to have a clear conception of what we want in life, and how confident should we be in the pursuit of our desires and our visions?
We can have anything we want in life, but those things have to be put into perspective. Meaning, if you're 5 feet tall, you can't be Michael Jordan. Now, you can want to be Michael Jordan, but you're not 6'6". You're not going to North Carolina. So that's why I said you have to, you know, it's okay to have dreams, but you have to put them in perspective. Those dreams I have, can I physically obtain those dreams? And that's how I look at it. You know, the things I do, I know I physically, God has given me that ability to do those things that I dream to do. That's the key. You can't be, everybody can't be a Tony Stewart, a NASCAR driver. I'm not driving 200 miles per hour. Everybody can't do that. Everybody can't play football. I don't throw footballs like Tom Brady. So, but what I do, I try to do to the best of my ability. So we can do anything, as long as we channel that into what our ability allows us to do.
Thank you very much, Steve. Now, Steve, beautiful listeners out there, we'll take a short break now. And when we come back, we'll continue with this really fascinating conversation with this brilliant industry player called Steven Sticks Josie.
We're on Facebook, along with some of the greatest minds of the world, and that includes you. Visit us on Facebook at Voice America Empowerment.
If this show has availed you of tremendous insight into how to live at your highest potential, you can get even more of Dr. Garnett's messages from our website, www.theglobalinstituteinc.com, where his blog, in particular, can be a catalyst for great change in your life. The Global Institute has great material for you to make the changes you need. The book, 365 Days of Wisdom, a daily companion for the soul in search of enlightenment, is available on Amazon.com. It's a 3-in-1 self-help package. Dr. Garnett's latest book is also available. It's titled The Bishop's Testament, and it's available at StonebridgePublications.com. You can also become a member of the Global Institute for Human Excellence by simply visiting our Facebook community page and liking it at www.facebook.com/The Global Institute Inc. This will allow you access to our free resource just for today and some other products lined up for the future. You will also be issued a membership certificate. Get started on your transformation today.
Want more positivity in your life? Are you ready to get healthy, happy, and energized? Join the Stella Donna Goddess Gals, Cynthia Bryan and Heather Brittany, for a power hour of stimulating, supportive conversation on Star Style, Be the Star You Are. A lineup of best-selling authors, celebrities, and experts. Join the effervescent mother-daughter dynamic duo in this upbeat, positive, life-changing talk radio playground. Star Style, Be the Star You Are, Wednesdays, 4 to 5 p.m. Pacific, 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Lend us your ears. It's power time.
Friend us on Facebook to keep up with what's empowering the world. Voice America Empowerment.
listening to Dream the Life, Live the Dream with Dr. Yomi Garnett. To reach our show today, please call 1-888-346-9141. That's toll-free in North America at 1-888-346-9141. If you prefer to send an email to Dr. Garnett, you may send it to yomigarnett@gmail.com. That's yomigarnett@gmail.com. Now, back to Dream the Life, Live the Dream.
Welcome to the second segment of today's episode of Dream the Life, Live the Dream. Don't forget, the title of today's episode is From One Success to the Other. And we have with us Stephen Stix Jolsey, musician, actor, film producer, music producer, movie director, and writer, all rolled into one. Multi-talented, brilliant entrepreneur. Steve, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Dr. Yami. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
Splendid. Now, Steve, how do you ensure full concentration on your work and minimize distractions?
Well, the thing about it is just to be prepared. Like, I go into any and everything I do prepared. Like I said, I prepare, like earlier, the earlier segment, you know, I prepare the night before. And the day of, I'm constantly preparing. And throughout the day, I'm constantly preparing. Then I'm prepared for any changes or anything that may arise. I'm ready to put the fire out.
Brilliant. That's great. But then how important is it to be consistent in our pursuit of a satisfying career? Like, you obviously have a very satisfying career. I know I have one. But then how important is it to be consistent in this pursuit? Because this is an age of leisure and leisurely living, a lot of people get distracted from their goals pretty easily. So what amount of significance do you attach to being consistent in your own pursuit of your career?
It starts from the beginning. It starts from, if I'm going to do a movie, that title of that movie, I'm going to see it all the way through. As I said earlier, being a producer, you're the beginning and the end. So I don't let anything sway me. I don't start something and then let something distract me, you know, that I can control, because there are things you can't control. But when those distractions do come along, which those are the fires, I pray on it and I put those fires out. And I just stay consistent on what's going on. And as I said earlier, it's based on not doing what you want to do, but doing things that other people want to hear, see, or be a part of.
Oh, I see. Brilliant, brilliant. Well, listeners, we have a very special lady with us this morning. Her name is Charlotte Arneal, a brilliant lady from Houston in Texas. And she's calling in just about now to share her experiences as a small business owner in Houston. Charlotte, are you there?
Yes, I am, Daddy. Can you hear me okay?
I can hear you very well, Charlotte. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing outstanding. Enjoying beautiful weather here in Houston, Texas.
Splendid, splendid. Now, Charlotte, would you kindly introduce yourself comprehensively to our special guest, Stephen Stix Jolsey?
Okay, I'm having a little bit of difficulty hearing, so apologize if I need to ask you to repeat your question, but say that again.
Would you please introduce yourself to our special guest?
Absolutely. Hello, everybody. My name is Charlotte Neal. I'm from Houston, Texas in the United States. I am the owner of Houston Outcall Massage. I'm a 10-year veteran as a massage practitioner, and I'm very excited to have this opportunity to speak with you, Dr. Yumi, a little bit about myself. What more would you like to know?
Thank you so much. Now, Charlotte, you have been a massage practitioner for 10 years. Please tell us about it.
Yes, that's right. I came into this field kind of as a believer. Back in 2002, I was getting massages on a regular basis here in Houston. I had a diagnosis of fibromyalgia and had been in pain for over 7 years. The pain was just really, really excruciating, muscular, neurological type pain. I was working as an accountant in the oil and gas field and took a break. And after getting massages, I realized that massage was making a very big difference in my health. I can truly say that without medication, massage made me a believer. I decided to go back to school, and 2 years after that, I got a license and totally changed my career. My family thought I was really crazy at the time because I left my quote-unquote good job as an accountant, but I must admit that as a massage therapist, my mission is and has always been to impact the well-being and promote a healthy lifestyle to every client that I serve by providing professional, quality therapeutic massage. And what makes me unique and set apart from other therapists is that I do have spiritual giftings from God, like spirit of knowledge, spirit of wisdom, and a very keen intuitive gift. Oftentimes, clients are just amazed at how I can place my hands on their bodies exactly where the pain is. They hadn't told me where they felt the pain, per se, but with heat coming from my body, but I believe I do have some kind of gift of healing, I'm able to really work through the body's problems and resolve it with remarkable benefits. So they are amazed, and I am amazed. I didn't even know I had a gift. But I'm so very thankful that I found my true calling, and I call myself a minister of massage. And I use massage as a platform to definitely embody the health and healing of the scriptures, because we know that God wants us to be healthy and whole and prosper even in our soul. And as a company owner, my company, Houston Outcall Massage, you can find us on www.houstonoutcallmassage.com. This is an opportunity where I'm able to work with other massage professionals, and we bring on-site massage to clients in their home or hotel. We also work with corporations and do a lot of private party and group events. And we're looking to go nationwide, as well as also have opportunity to go global.
Brilliant. Thank you. For me, yeah, to comment on a brilliant career, you are a most fortunate woman, if I may say so. Charlotte, you are also a peer recovery life coach. What does this mean?
Well, that is true. Late last year, I actually completed my certification to become a peer recovery coach. Recovery, you know, I think we all think of recovery in different ways, but primarily, the goal of recovery as a coach is to promote recovery, remove barriers, connect our recoveries to recovery support services, and encourage hope and optimism and healthy living. I know that in my walk as a therapist, I oftentimes come across people who have been traumatized, deeply hurt, maybe grieving the loss of a loved one, and we know that these are life circumstances that do happen to us all, and so many times people tend to go towards drugs or alcohol or go into depression. But as a coach, this gives me the opportunity to lead them back to a healthy lifestyle and help them to be strengthened and empowered, and we give them self-direction as well as teaching them responsibility. And so it's an excellent opportunity to allow me to facilitate what I do as a therapist, as well as adding my coaching, because a lot of times on my massage table, clients are coming in for more than just a body massage. They're coming in to talk about their life problems, and now I have the equipment to be able to coach them going into a better lifestyle.
Thank you so much. Now, Charlotte, you are finally, just what a few words from you on this. You are co-author in a book called Fearless Living Experience, which is due for release on June the 27th, 2015 in Maryland. Tell us about this.
Okay, absolutely. Yeah, this is a very unique opportunity. I'm very thankful. Cheryl Wood, who is a media mogul, keynote international speaker, and a powerhouse in her own right, she put together a collaboration book project called The Fearless Living Experience. Myself, as a co-author, along with 29 other amazing, powerful, spirit-filled women, we'll be sharing our most triumphant stories over life's challenges, setbacks, and obstacles. I do believe that this book is going to be an inspiration and an empowerment book to millions, because each of us come from various backgrounds with various stories of what we've had to endure. Most of what I'll be speaking about in my section of the book is going to be exactly my walk as a massage therapist and how I came into the field and some of the many When I say many, I had many trials and obstacles that I had to overcome, and I'll be sharing a lot more details about that, and definitely sharing hope and giving some strategies, which will also enable the reader to see that where they are is just temporary and to keep pushing forward. So I'm really looking forward, as you did say, June 27, 2015, the book will be launched, and we will definitely be looking forward to having guests come out and get autographed signed copies. And then, of course, I will set up my own website for book tours and upcoming engagements where others can meet with me and get the book as well.
Thank you so much, Chalul R. Neal.
Yes.
It's been a brilliant outing with you. Thank you so much for sparing these few minutes to be with us. God bless you in the course of your work, and we look forward to hearing more of you in the future. Thank you so much. Right, Steve, what does commitment to choosing path mean to an entertainer like yourself?
Say that one more time because the phone was making some type of noise. I'm sorry.
That's right, Steve. What does commitment to a chosen path mean to an entertainer like you?
What does commitment mean to me? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's right. What does commitment mean to you? How important is it?
Well, commitment means everything. I mean, commitment is, like we said earlier, is based off the fact that if you put your mind and you say you're going to do something, then you have to commit to it no matter what it is. You have to commit to it. You know, any walk of life, no matter what you're doing, if you have a 9-to-5, no matter what you're doing, you got to commit to that 9-to-5. If you have to be there at 9 a.m., you know, then you have to be there at 8:59 to get ready to punch in at 9. So you have to be committed to anything. And anybody that's not committed to something or is halfway committed to it, what happens? They get dismissed. So if you're not committed, then you've already dismissed yourself. Commitment means everything to me.
Great. So you have collaborated extensively with other musicians. What are the positive effects of all this on your own career?
The greatest thing is working with different individuals, you know, that have been to the pinnacle. Been working with individuals that you've seen over years and you've looked up to, and now they're there and they're sharing their gift with you, and they're honing your skills. They're teaching you, even though you may be in a position where you're producing them, but technically they're really helping you because they've had the opportunity for other people to help them. So now they're sharing that knowledge and that wisdom with you. And if you're a listener as opposed to a talker, because you got a lot of people who just want to talk, I'm a listener. If you notice, my answers are short. I'm not long-winded with it because it's all about specifics. I'm a listener because if I listen, you know, I'm fast to listen and I'm going to be slow to speak.
Yeah, that much is obvious. I can see one of the core ingredients for the success in your career. Now, but then what core values drive you in your quest to live a successful life?
You said what drives me?
My
core values that drive me is just being honest, upfront, never having a hidden agenda, and I expect the same thing. Trust, staying humble, those are values, you know, like respecting everyone. We're all the same. We're all created equal. Doesn't matter what race you are, whether you're a woman, you're a man, whether you're a child. It doesn't matter. We're all the same. We're all here for a purpose.
Thank you so much. That's right. That's right. That's great. It's really commendable. Well, again, Steve, we have a very important personality calling in right now. You probably know her. Her name is Tammy Collins McKee of Houston, Texas. She is my business manager, and she's calling in to say a very warm hello to you. Tammy, are you there?
Hello.
Hello, Tammy.
Hello everyone.
Hello.
My name is Tammy Collins McKee, and I am the business manager to Dr. Yami Garnett. Thank you, Dr. Garnett. You are such a brilliant talk show host. Special thanks to Steven Stick-Josie, Evangelist Charlotte Neal, Brandon Jackson, Executive Producer, Voice America Radio Network, and our beloved global listeners. And I would like to say to Evangelist Charlotte Neal, you are such a handmaiden of the Lord. Your entrepreneur spirit as a trailblazer is helping many of God's people. And I would like to also say to Steven Stick-Josie, my brother, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you today?
I am great, thank you. You are obviously quite prepared for the greatness that lies ahead of you. Mm-hmm. You are unrelenting, considering the grand achievements you have had in your life. And this is a teachable moment, as your creative diligence has allowed you to foster success in the film and music industry. Your winning attitude has knocked down doors and barriers. Your response to your calling has been nothing short of impressive. Congratulations on your upcoming movie that you will be featuring Maxine Jones from the famous singing group En Vogue. Mm-hmm. By employing a high degree of professionalism, you are making significant strides in an unprecedented style in front and behind the camera. You have created a media presence, and we urge you to keep growing to astounding heights so that you will make authentic history in the film industry. Thank you.
No, thank you so much, and I greatly appreciate that.
And, my pleasure. Yeah. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Temi, for that brilliant message. I'm sure that is not only inspiring and very encouraging to Steve. Our global listeners will also draw quite a bit of wisdom and insight from you. Thank you so much, and God bless you. Well, we'll take a short commercial break now, and when we come back to the final segment of today's episode, Steve will take us on certain core components of his career as a multi-talented entertainer. Thank you.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
If this show has availed you of tremendous insight into how to live at your highest potential, you can get even more of Dr. Garnett's messages from our website, www.theglobalinstituteinc.com, where his blog, in particular, can be a catalyst for great change in your life. The Global Institute has great material for you to make the changes you need. The book, 365 Days of Wisdom, a daily companion for the soul in search of enlightenment, is available on Amazon.com. It's a 3-in-1 self-help package. Dr. Garnett's latest book is also available. It's titled The Bishop's Testament, and it's available at StonebridgePublications.com. You can also become a member of the Global Institute for Human Excellence by simply visiting our Facebook community page and liking it at www.facebook.com/The Global Institute Inc. This will allow you access to our free resource just for today and some other products lined up for the future. You will also be issued a membership certificate. Get started on your transformation today.
Can you think of anybody who does not want a better life and to be a better person? Think about that for a second. Almost everyone wants to be better, but how does one go about doing that? One thing that is making people better every week is tuning in to the Self-Improvement Show with Dr. Irene Conlon. All real change comes from within, but many of us don't know where to find the information or guidance we need to make the changes that bring about the improvement. Most of us don't know how to work within. Listen Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on Voice America Empowerment.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are listening to Dream the Life, Live the Dream with Dr. Yomi Garnett. To reach our show today, please call 1-888-346-9141. That's toll-free in North America at 1-888-346-9141. If you prefer to send an email to Dr. Garnett, you may send it to yomigarnett@gmail.com. That's yomigarnett@gmail.com. Now, back to Dream the Life, Live the Dream.
Welcome to the last segment of today's episode of Dream the Life, Live the Dream, titled From One Success to Another. Don't forget, we have with us today our distinguished guest, Stephen Sticks Josie, musician, actor, film producer, music producer, movie director, and writer, all rolled into one. Welcome to the last segment of today's episode, Steve.
Thank you.
What is your ultimate objective, and how do you plan to achieve it?
My my ultimate objective is to build an enterprise, you know, and what I mean by that is an enterprise of people, not an enterprise in per se of a building, but people that are successful, that are able to empower other people in different things, in different walks of life, and in different things that they want to do, whether it's movies, music, writing books, anything like that. That's my ultimate goal, and to one day be a part of some type of school that's going to cater to all of those needs and some of those people that I help to bring up with me can come there, and we can help the other future generations as well.
So what kind of obstacles or challenges have you had to face in pursuing your dreams?
The obstacles has been mostly family, so-called friends, things like that. Those are a lot of the obstacles, because what happens is when you tell people you don't want to no longer be a store manager per se, which was my situation. I was a store manager. I said, I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to pursue a music career, and I'm going to pray on it, and I'm going to work hard at it, and one day I'm going to be signed to a major record label. And when I did that, I mean, the family just looked at me like, what? Okay. Friends shied away. And then when they see things come together for you, that's when they want to come back around. And that's the obstacle right there, because at the end of the day, I have to make a decision. No. If you didn't believe in what I was doing then, don't believe in it now. Stay where you're at. And then when you're ready to come back the right way, I'm going to be there. But other than that, though, don't just do it because you think what you see someone doing. You think that the grass is always greener. And people see, like, you're a hardworking man, and they don't understand what it means to be an entrepreneur. I'm not on Universal. I'm not on Fox's Lot or Lionsgate. I have my own company. I'm doing my own production. I'm believing in my faith and what I'm doing. There's nobody throwing nothing to me. Nobody's giving me anything. So there's a big difference when you have to do it yourself or when you're working for a company or something that can pour money into you. So the biggest obstacle is just staying focused and watching out, you know, watching out for people that didn't believe in you. But now all of a sudden when they see certain things, they believe in you, but they believe in you for the wrong reason.
Incredible. So, along the course of this brilliant career, what projects have meant the most to you?
Every project, Dr. Yami. Like, it's like having a kid. I have children. I have four children that are adults. And each one of those kids means just as much to me, whether I see them, talk to them, or whatever. There is no kid that I've had that God has blessed me to have that is more important than the other. So I say that to say, whether I'm writing a book, whether I'm doing a song, whether I'm doing a TV show or a movie, they're all the same. There's nothing that's better than the next. It's the same energy, the same commitment, the same fortitude goes into everything I do.
So what are your current projects? What are you working on right now, Steve?
I have a movie called Gangland that's coming out on Black Wolf Media. That'll be out all over the world. A DVD sometime later this year, but I'm also have a movie called The Hills, and I'm filming that in Atlanta in California, and it has an all-star cast.
Was that the movie you said you were going to talk about later?
Yeah, that's something we'll talk about later, yeah.
Okay, great. So talk about it now. Sounds fascinating.
Okay. So do you want me to tell you about that movie, or you want to talk about
Can you tell us about that movie? Because you seem pretty excited about it.
Yeah, it's a movie that I wrote a few years back, but I knew that I needed to make a name for myself first. So I went out, I wrote the movie in 2011, and I did my first movie, Angels Around Me. I won Best Director, first-time director at the Philadelphia Independent Film Festival out of several hundred films. And that opened up the doors. People started to believe. They listened, started making my own movies, other movies. And this one right here, I finally got the green light in terms of, you know, a light went off and said, Steve, it's time now. Go ahead, it's going to be a SAG film. You know, go ahead and get the great actor that you envision being a part of this. And so God bless me. I have Clifton Powell, Cinder Williams, Malik Whitfield, Omar Gooden, Trey Ireland, who's playing the lead, Carl Clemens, it's just a group of people. I mean, Latavia Roberson from Destiny Challenge, Tammy said Maxine Jones from En Vogue, Kenyon Glover. I mean, there's just so many great people. And there's so many to just, Terrell Hicks, she was in A Bronx Tale. And all these, a lot of these people worked with some great people. So it's just going to be great to see all of these great people all on one screen, you know, and it's just amazing. So that, this movie really means a lot to me.
Thank you so much. Well, we have another very interesting fellow calling in right now from Houston, Texas. His name is Eugene Michael. Eugene, are you there?
Yami, how are you doing today, sir?
I'm doing magnificently well, thank you.
I'd like to, as always, thank you, the Voice America Network, and Miss Tammy Collins Marquis for bringing to us a legendary profundity, and by that I mean that you always bring to the fore truths that are profoundly simple and simply profound, and one of those truths is exemplified by the life of your distinguished guest. The life of your distinguished guest, in my mind, represents something that is very important to every human being, and that is that every human life represents a tree of destiny. And what I mean by that is that every human life is a seed, the root, the branch, and the fruit of a destiny that a person will claim if they will cultivate what God has given within them. Can I get an amen from both of you on that premise?
Amen.
Amen, amen.
Exactly. And this life that the gentleman has led leads us to underscore the fact that each person was meant to image God in a way that is so magnificent and infinite that the only thing that can really give testament to it is the manifest blessing that God has created the potential for all of us to contribute to the world. This man has seeded, as a producer, his dream. He has cultivated the root of that dream. He has branched out and helped others by empowering them, and through that, he is realizing the fruit of his labor, as every human being has the God-given right and potential to do. Only we ourselves can keep ourselves from imaging the infinite Creator, and none of us should limit ourselves by the doubt or self-limiting belief that we are anything less than celestial. And I thank your distinguished guest for his legacy of life to demonstrate that, and I hope that if there's any way I can ever give strength to his hands by the grace of God, that he may allow me to do so, because his vision happens to be my own. And I'd like to thank you all for giving me the opportunity to express that.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
God bless you and make it a great day. I know you will.
Amen. And you have a great day too, Eugene Michael. God bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir.
Steve, what is your basic philosophy of life? And to what degree have you used this philosophy to guide your exciting career as a successful showbiz personality?
My basic philosophy in life is just to always be true within. Always, like, see, you can tell people anything you want to tell them, but at the end of the day, God knows your heart. He knows your real feelings. So you could tell me you love me, but you got to show me you love me. You could tell me you love me and I'm hungry and you got two pieces of pie and I can't get one of those slices. Or you can give me a slice of pie and you just showed me that you love me. And that's my basic philosophy, just to show love, as the gentleman just said, about empowering people. You know, giving people opportunities that dream, because we all need somebody. Oprah Winfrey, somebody open the door for Oprah. Tyler Perry, somebody open the door for you. Our president, somebody open the door for Mr. Obama. We all need an opportunity. And so I believe that I'm going to give an opportunity to any and everyone that proves they are deserving of that opportunity. And I just stick to those same philosophies in life. Treat people how I want to be treated. Love unconditionally. Never be judgmental. Never. And walk my walk. And at the end of the day, I've been in the industry 20 years, over 20 years, and I don't do drugs. I don't smoke. I don't drink. I never did. And I've been into the hip-hop business. I've never been into the parties or that type of life and things like that, because I know I have a true destiny And my destiny is to be a light for others that don't know how to get out of the darkness. And the way out of the darkness is don't worry about where you started. Think about where you're trying to go. And if you don't get there, maybe you can help the next person get there.
So, in your educated opinion, what are the rules of success that you would propagate for the benefit of your listeners?
The rules of success is to have a plan, execute that plan. We are so blessed right now to have the internet. Back in the day, you had to go to college. You had to get several degrees. But nowadays, you still want to have those things if you want to obtain certain things. But if you can't afford it, you're not able to go for whatever reason, if you plan and have a dream to do something that you, like I said earlier, are physically capable of doing, use the resources that are there to you. The internet. I want to learn how to work a particular camera. Let me get on the internet. I know they got some courses on there where they want you to pay, but also there's some avenues on there too where people will give you the basic knowledge that you need. And it all just starts with yourself. Believe in yourself. Be ready. Be prepared each day. Be ready to weather the storm when the snow comes. Be ready to shovel. Get some salt so people don't slip. And you need that salt so you don't slip. Don't ever slip on what you're going to do. They say you're going to do something, do it. Your word is all you have. A contract is a contract. Contracts are made to be broken. But at the end of the day, it's all about your life. I live a certain way. I'm not going to change for nobody. As long as God gives me the ability to be here, I'm going to be the light for somebody. And that's my philosophy, and that's how I get prepared.
Thank you so much, Steve. Well, listeners, as we draw to the close of today's magnificent episode, let me remind you that we are strategic partners with AWHPI, that is African Women's Health Project International in Little Rock, Arkansas. We thank you for your support and your compassion for this great not-for-profit, and we humbly request your further support and help. Remember that by supporting AWHPI, that is African Women's Health Project International, you are saving lives. And remember, by embracing the women of those nations, you are saving lives and touching the lives of entire families. Please make your checks payable to African Women's Health Projects International /AWHPI Foundation. I repeat, make your checks available, written out in favor of African Women's Health Project International /AWHPI Foundation, and send it to AWHPI P.O. Box 55793, Little Rock, Arkansas 72215, or you can call 501-563-8865, or you can send an email for further information to awhpi@yahoo.com, awhpi@yahoo.com. Well, listeners, thank you. It's been a brilliant day. Steve, may I say a little prayer for you?
Absolutely. I would love that.
Now, Steve, my prayer for you is this, that the best you have seen up to this point will be the worst you will ever see in the course of your life and your career. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Steve, for taking our time out of your extremely and excruciatingly busy schedule to be with Dream the Life, Live the Dream for this past 1 hour. We wish you the very best in your future endeavors. We're looking forward to that brilliant movie that is coming out. God bless you and have a magnificent rest of your day. Thank you so much.
Thank you. God bless.
God bless you.
Again for tuning us in this week. Please join Dr. Yomi Garnett next Thursday for another edition of Dream the Life, Live the Dream, Thursdays at 7 a.m. U.S. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Find enlightenment this week, and we'll talk again in the next one.